Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, trainees.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So my name is Ugo Ibe. I just graduated the full-time training in Anaheim.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be back in the Midwest. Amen.
Good to have you back, brother.
Amen. Amen. So how are we all doing?
Amen.
I know this is the third day, right? But the third day is resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we need to be brought back to life.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to be revived, right?
Yes.
So how about we all turn to page 7 in our binders, right?
Amen.
And how about we read today's title together, right? Ready, go. Needing to be revived daily. How about read it one more time? Needing to be revived daily. So what does it mean to be revived? Right? We have, I hope all of us have morning revival, right? In a set and scheduled way, right? But what are we doing? What are we, you know, having this time for? What's happening, right?
You know?
We're coming to a living person.
Amen.
From a dead situation, you know? When we go to sleep at night, what's actually happening is we're passing through death, right? So actually, Ephesians 5:14 says, awake sleeper and arise from the dead, right?
Amen.
So we need to be awoken, you know? We need to wake up.
Amen.
We need to come to this living person.
Amen.
And we need to be brought back to a healthy state, right?
Amen.
To a living and fresh new way, right? So in the morning, we're being revived. This is what it means to be revived,
Amen.
Right? And this is our need daily.
Amen.
We alone cannot live day to day without being revived,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So this is why it's crucial for us every morning to be revived.
Amen.
How about we read Isaiah 57:15?
Amen.
Amen.
Thus says the high and exalted one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
Amen.
I will dwell in the high and holy place,
and with the contrite and holy of spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. So we see here in this verse that God, His name is holy.
Amen.
Right? So when we come to this person, we're coming to God who is holy.
Amen.
You know? So, and actually He's dwelling in the high and holy place.
Amen.
And He is only available to those who are lowly and contrite, right?
Amen.
Contrite and lowly of spirit.
Amen.
So when we come to this person, we come in a contrite and lowly spirit,
right.
And then we come into His presence,
Amen.
Right? So in the hymn we sang,
yeah.
We just sang, says, ask and listen in His presence.
Amen.
So His presence means everything to us, right?
Amen.
And actually His presence is His smile.
Yeah.
So when we have His presence, we have His smile. We have His face. So we don't want to go through our day without, you know, first coming to the Lord's presence or having His smile. So I don't know how many of us have actually felt revived, you know. In my experience, being revived is something wonderful, you know. You just beside yourself, right? Just forget who you are. You don't care who you are, right? Because you're lost in His presence, right? So when we come to morning revival, actually, morning revival isn't a thing. You can't do morning revival because it's a person, right? You're coming to a real and living person. So don't be late, like our brother Matt said, right? You don't want to keep him waiting. He's a person with a personality, with feelings. So we have to be on time. So it's our need, and it's something that needs to be our living,
Amen.
You know, incorporated into our living.
Amen.
So practically, what are some ways that we can be revived? You know, every day so far we've been having 20 minutes to be revived.
Right.
And you all have been coming back with great testimonies, but I'm not sure, you know, what we've been doing in that time. So I just want to, you know, share with you some practical ways we can be revived in the morning. So one way, I think it's the most popular way, is to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So how about 3 times or 4 times we call on the name of the Lord together, corporately? Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus. So when you call on the Lord, it's a fact that you get the riches of His life.
Amen.
So this is one way we can, you know, be revived. Another way is to pray read. You know, we have our Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, and there's thousands of verses in there. So you could even just open your Bible and choose one verse, and in that verse, there's life, right? So you have to spend time to dig out the riches, the life in that verse, right? It's not a small thing to pray read just over even 3 words of a verse, you know. There's so much life, and you'll be supplied for your entire day, you know. This is why we need to be revived, you know, to have a good start to our day, right? Amen. And third, one other point is that we can sing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
We all have songs in the back of this binder.
Yes.
Some of us have hymnals, right? And many of these hymns in the hymnal are just for our personal experience or personal enjoyment. You know, we go to the Lord in the morning and we just sing to Him. You know, this is what the Lord wants. He wants us to hear our voice. You know, if there's a hymn you don't know the tune, that's okay. You just make one up, right? Yeah. So in all these 3 points, there's one thing that we must use, and that's we must use our mouth. Right? So our human spirit is actually connected to our mouth.
Right.
And it's very hard to touch the Lord if we don't use our mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
So in the morning, you know, you have a morning revival. You might be before the Lord, but you're silent, you know. Yeah, what are you doing? So yeah, if you're silent, it's very easy for you to be distracted, if you get thoughts, you know, thrown into your mind. So if you use your mouth, if you sing, pray, read, call openly, it's very hard for you to be distracted,
right?
Because you're focused on touching the Lord, you know. So in my experience, when I have morning revival, you know, I pace around and just either pray read or just sing to the Lord, you know. It's a good way for me not to be distracted and especially not to fall asleep, right?
Amen.
No, it's easy if we're sitting down, if we're just sitting there, just, right? You're just, you might have had great sleep, 8 hours, but you still fall asleep, you know. That's Satan not wanting you to be revived, to touch the Lord, right? So we actually have to fight for our morning time.
You know?
It's a battle, right? So we have to, you know, with our entire being, with all our strength, we have to come to the Lord and remain in His presence, right? How about we read 2 Corinthians 4:16? Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Amen. So our inner man is being renewed day by day. But that's only if we come to the Lord day by day, right? So we see we must come to the Lord to be to have a living touch with the Lord.
Amen.
So we walk away new, fresh, and living, and we could even become vital, you know, with the Lord. So it's very crucial that, you know, in our morning time, we fight, you know, to get something new from the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and then, you know, throughout our day, it'll be much difficult for Satan to have any ground in us, you know,
Amen.
Because we've touched the Lord in a new, fresh, and living way,
Amen.
Right? We've received something new. Okay. Amen. Another burden I had is in our singing the hymns to the Lord, you know. Or even prayer reading. You don't want to take anything with you, just your Bible or your hymnal. So you have a hymn, right?
Right.
Like the 784, verse 1. Pray to fellowship with Jesus.
Amen.
In the Spirit, seek His face. Ask and listen in His presence.
Amen.
Waiting in the secret place.
Yeah.
Now, there's four lines, is all these words, but you don't have to go through all the whole verse, you
right.
know. You can just say, pray to fellowship with Jesus.
Amen.
Pray to fellowship with Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, with Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You know, you could spend 20 minutes just on that one line, right? And then the Lord, He'll begin to shine on some things.
Yeah.
You know, you begin to have fellowship with Him,
yeah.
right? So, that's, you know, this is what happens in our...
Yeah.
In our morning time, right? You know, we have fellowship with the Lord.
Yeah.
He's a person, so He wants you to talk to Him,
yeah.
and He wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
So that's why it says, ask and listen
right.
in His presence,
yeah.
right?
Amen.
So don't look at God as some far away thing, and, you know, you have to be quiet all the time. You know, I think that might be a concept that some of us have, you know, that we have to be quiet in our morning revival.
Yeah.
But we have a mouth, right? It's connected
Amen.
To our spirit.
Amen.
So sometimes it's just good, you know, to speak to the Lord and even just be released.
Amen.
You know, sometimes if we're having a hard time breaking through,
yeah.
you just need to
Amen.
You know, be by yourself and just release, you know. Yeah, sometimes I have this problem, or I just can't, it seems I can't break through, right? So I just find a corner or something and just release. Lord Jesus!
Amen.
Then you find it very easy. You will break through.
Amen.
Just be beside yourself. Lose your face. Don't care who you are, okay? You know, the Lord doesn't care who you are, because that's not going to make it to the New Jerusalem anyway. So, just lose your face, you know?
Amen.
Be beside yourself,
Amen.
Right? It's good. It's really good to be loud sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
The Spirit will break through. You know, the Lord will get through.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So I think we still have 20 minutes,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
All the rooms are still available. The grass might be wet, so you might not want to sit down, but yeah.